Euphoria in the Jaws of a Lion.
I heard that a famous man, a Dr. Livingston, while in Africa, was dragged off by a lion that had grabbed him in his jaws. He said that he went into a sort of euphoric state and felt no pain. I've seen prey go limp like that when they're about to be eaten by a larger animal. It's kind of like there's a giving up and the struggle is over. But my question is about his statement about feeling no pain. Was what he was calling euphoria a mental condition or a physical condition? And is that something that only happens in extreme conditions like when you're about to be eaten or killed? Or could it be utilized by anyone when there's something that's painful in order to not feel the pain?
First, we will say that you cannot accurately separate that which is physical from that which is mental, from that which is coming from your higher or inner being. In other words, you are a physically focused being, yes, and you are a thinking mental being, yes, but the life force or energy that comes forth from within you is offered from a broader perspective. In a situation where it's likely that you would not recover, in other words, once a lion has you in his jaws, usually he's going to be the victor, your inner being intervenes and offers a flow of energy that would be received by you as that sort of euphoric state. You do not have to wait until you are in such an intense situation before you have access to the stream of well-being from Source, but most people do not allow it until they have no other choice. You were right in your choice of words that there was a giving up that allowed that stream of well-being to flow powerfully, but we want you to understand that what was actually given up was the struggle, the resistance, not the desire to continue to live in this physical body. You have to take all of that into consideration as you are examining specific situations. Someone with less enthusiasm for life, with less determination to live and to accomplish, may very well have experienced a different outcome and have been killed and devoured by the lion. Everything that you experience is about the balance of thought between your desires and your expectations. A state of allowing is something that must be practiced in normal day-to-day circumstances, not in the midst of attacks by lions. But even in the middle of such an intense situation, the power of your intentions always causes the outcome. Practiced alignment, brought about by consistently good-feeling thoughts, is the path to being pain-free. Pain is only a more emphatic indicator of resistance. First there's negative emotion, then more negative emotion, then more negative emotion. You have tremendous leeway here. Then sensation, then pain. We tell our physical friends, if you have negative emotion and you don't realize that it's an indicator letting you know about resistant thought, and you don't do something to correct your resistant thought, by the law of attraction, your resistant thought will grow stronger. If you still don't do anything to bring yourself into alignment and better feeling thought, it will grow stronger still, until eventually you will experience pain or illness or other indicators of your resistance.